Well, good evening and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I am so happy that you're joining us here today, both live and on the recording. I just want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I do love bringing it to you every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct number is 877-767-7544, and my email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That is BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. And I just want to thank you very much for joining me here again today, live on the call and later on the recording. And if you're too shy to ask your questions on the call, please do feel free to keep those emails and calls coming in. I do love receiving your questions and your comments, both on the phone and lately on the blog. It is absolutely fabulous. So thanks very much, and do keep that up, because I love having the conversations with you. Today on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, we are going to talk about Facebook pages, used to be known as Facebook fan pages, and and they have been changed in the last few months, and they now call them Facebook pages. And instead of becoming a fan, you now get to like a page. Big difference. And one of the reasons that I want to talk today about Facebook pages is that I personally have kind of been going through the whole do I or don't I, and what for, and do I really need one, and gosh, if I have it, how am I going to promote it, and what kind of post do I put there, where do I get all the stuff? So there's been a whole bunch of questions going around in my mind about whether or not to create the Facebook page for both Butterfly Networking, Carla McNeil, and for From Slave Camp to Freedom. So it's like, oh, do I really need to do it all? And so I have been doing a fair bit of research on Facebook pages, how to create them, what the good ones look like, what the ones that work really well look like, some of the statistics. The first thing I want to talk about are some of the benefits of Facebook pages, and answer the question, do you really need one? And if you want to build a presence online, yes, you do need one. Social marketing is just the new wave. You take a look at some of the statistics out there and who's coming around. I mean, there are people who months ago were saying, oh, yeah, don't bother, forget it, and who now have changed their minds and are getting on the bandwagon for Facebook fan pages or pages. When you go in and take a look, you'll see that there's hundreds and thousands of pages out there. And if you do not have your own website, you can start with a Facebook page. It can actually be your hub instead of having a website. It can be where you send people to, and it can be where you can sell from, because one of the biggest differences between the normal personal profile and a page is that on a personal profile, you cannot sell. Therefore, if you were thinking of conducting your business straight from your personal profile, my advice to you is don't do it. You could have your account closed down by Facebook. That is the reason that the pages were created, and it's fine. You can sell to your heart's content from your Facebook page, but definitely not from your personal profile. So that web, that can, in the beginning, if you don't have your own website and you don't have your own blog, that can be where you can sell from. Now, if you think you're going to do a WordPress blog, and in the URL for your blog would be wordpress.com/something-else, you can't sell from those either. WordPress doesn't like that, and you can get your WordPress site shut down. Another benefit of actually having a fan page is you can actually contact your fans. You can send out messages to them. You have a great way of keeping all your fans. Facebook does that for you. It keeps them all there in one spot. And you can contact your fans. There are numerous different ways that you can do that. And it keeps them totally segregated for you in its own special list. It's like having an autoresponder in a mailing list. They're right there. They're interested in what you have to offer, and you can easily access their information, what they're interested in, and have that interaction with them. Benefit number three is you can get on your Facebook page and you can provide good information. One of the things that I do is I respond to some of your questions right there on the page. The last two videos that I have created and posted on the Butterfly Networking page, and if you don't know it already, it is www.facebook.com/butterflynetworking, and that takes you straight into the Butterfly Networking page. And I'm providing good information there. I'm providing excellent information there. It's a way for me to answer your questions, and it's a way for me to demonstrate that I am worthy of you being a member of the page. Just like it will be a place for you to demonstrate your worthiness of having all of those people on your Facebook page. It will also assist you in developing your relationship, pardon me, your reputation. And that comes from building the relationships with the people on the wall, being consistent on your page wall, and providing that good information. One of the things that happened to me recently was someone had recommended going to the Butterfly Networking page on Facebook because I do provide good information. And the friend went there and found that they couldn't tell who it was. And I thought, oh, I went back and I took a look and I thought, she's absolutely right. I need to fix that. I'm working on that right now, a couple of different angles. It allows you to develop your reputation. You need to be careful, you need to be consistent, and you need to be you. That's the first and foremost. You need to be you. A Facebook fan page or page is also a very inexpensive way to do promotions. You can promote your new product. You can promote an affiliate product from someone else. There are a number of different ways to do promotions. And some of them you can do for absolutely nothing. You can contact all of your fans, friends, the people who like your page. And it's very inexpensive. Now, you may want to create a special banner or a special graphic, and if you don't know how to do that yourself, that might cost you a little bit. But there's numbers of places that you can get those kinds of things done on the internet, and it's not overly expensive. But if you do know how to do that, you can actually do that all for nothing. So those are five benefits of actually having a Facebook page. It can be your hub if you don't have a website. It's an excellent way to be able to contact all your fans and friends who like your page. It is a great way for you to provide good information on your topic, on your niche, whatever area you are wanting to sell. And it's a very inexpensive way to do promotions. And sometimes you can do those promotions for free. Now, you've decided you want a fan page. How are you going to promote it? Or do you really need to? And the answer to that is yes, you definitely need to promote it. That old adage, build it and they will come, is not true. There's over a billion websites out there right now. And if you don't do something to promote what you have, then you'll just get lost. There is just so much information out there right now. And it's becoming more and more. More and more. One of Google's goals is for you to do a Google search and always find an answer. Now, there's been the occasional time I haven't been able to find an answer, but that's pretty darned rare. You do need to promote your page. So what are some of the ways that you can promote your page? You can use different applications. There are lots of different apps, as they're called, on Facebook. And if you do a search for Facebook apps, you will be able to find different things that might be appropriate for you. You can also ask questions. Go to your wall. Ask people, what is it you're looking for? What is your biggest question in terms of this niche? I have a friend who I was talking to today who's a photographer, and he loves to talk about photography with other people who share that common interest. And so it's that sharing of ideas. I want to know, what is it that you would like to know about using a fan page or using a Facebook page? And I'd like you to go to facebook.com/butterflynetworking and definitely make sure you click on that like the page and ask your questions there about social media marketing. It doesn't have to be only about Facebook. It can be about anything to do with social media marketing. Just like if your niche is about horses, you can ask any question you want to your fans about horses. Another way is to run contests. I just entered a contest myself recently where I had the potential to win an iPad. I was like, oh, that would be too cool. Unfortunately, I didn't win it, but I still entered the contest. And in order to enter that contest, I had to like that page. You can run contests. You can give away how much or how little you want. You could give away an iPad. You could give away a phone. You could give away an iPod. Because, Lord, having a mental block there. Give away an iPod. You could give away an ebook. You could give away a teleseminar. You could give away a webinar. You could give away whatever you want. Say you've got a stash of books. I have a stash of books that I give away. So you could run some sort of a contest and give away something that you know people in your niche are going to value, that they're going to want, so that they can then come over and like your fan page. You can post it on your wall that you're having a contest over at facebook.com/butterflynetworking or whatever your URL is. And you can send people over there. A Facebook fan page is also going to really assist your website. And it gives people a place to go to find out who you are, what your business is about, what kinds of services you offer, and you want the two to complement each other. Now, if you have a website, that is definitely your hub, and you are going to take and you are going to send people from your Facebook page over to your website, and sometimes vice versa, because you want them to be getting your information from as many different sources as possible. Now, one of the things that I've been reading up quite a bit, and I just started working on developing my own, is a welcome tab on my Facebook page. I took a look at Mari Smith's, and it's absolutely beautiful, and I'm attempting to get mine to look similar, and she spent a bit of money on her graphics, and I don't even know what kind of graphics I want, so it's definitely not up to that par. But there are millions of Facebook pages that don't even have a welcome tab. And the benefits of creating that welcome tab are that you are able to immediately direct the people to go and click on that like button. Head up to the top of the page there. See that like button up there? Go and click on that like button. And then you get access to all of the information that's posted on the wall of that page. You can set it so that the first time someone goes there, that's what they see, is the welcome page. And then the next time they come, if they've already liked your page, they won't see that welcome tab again. But it's a place for you to strut your stuff, to give that overall picture of who you are and what you and your company and your business have to offer. I'm working real hard in getting that welcome tab done on my Facebook page because I truly do see the benefits of having one. Now, in order to have that Facebook page, you definitely have to have your own profile first. You cannot just go and make a Facebook page. You have to have your own personal profile first. But then you get people on your page, you get them to that welcome page, welcome tab on your page, and that's where you give that real specific. Remember I said you're going to send them to that like button? You can get really specific. I've gone in and I've taken a look at some, and some people have, you know, great big arrows pointing up to, and some people just have a little bit. It's amazing. The variety that's out there, but the common denominator is giving people direction, telling them what you want to do, and inviting them to like your fan page, your Facebook page. It's allowing them to get to know you that little bit. Who you are, are you trustworthy? They can scroll down through your wall, see how consistent you are in providing information. You know, is it only once a month? Is it once a week? Is it twice a week? Is how often and how consistently are you providing this information? And you get to be creative here. You get to show off either your personality, if the business is in your name, or you can show off your business's personality. You get that opportunity to really be creative. And that welcome tab also provides a very professional looking image. That's provided your welcome tab is professional looking. Don't just throw up anything and think that people are going to like it. I suggest very strongly that you put a welcome video on your welcome tab. You get to talk to people so they get to see who you are, your vibes, your energy, what kind of a person are you. Just like you can hear me coming through over the telephone, same thing happens when you get to do a video. So I highly, highly recommend that you do a welcome video on your welcome tab of your Facebook page. Highly recommend it. So okay, You decided you needed that Facebook page. You've got some ideas about how you're actually going to promote it. You know you need that welcome tab. So now you're getting going. You're doing this stuff. What kind of information are you going to put there? What kinds of posts are you going to have? You want some how-tos. This is my niche. This is how you do this specific thing. This is how you create a video. This is how you sew a pocket on a pair of pants. This is how you saddle a horse. Some how-to videos or audios or articles or Facebook notes. Another way is to demonstrate. A video on actually demonstrating how to do something. Very similar to the how-to, but the how-to doesn't have to necessarily go into quite as much detail. When you demonstrate, there's a few demonstration videos on facebook.com/butterfly networking. And they are videos on how to do things specifically in Facebook. Now, I've got a whole list of ones that I'm attempting to get to, and I definitely will be posting more videos. But it's providing that great content. Remember we first talked about providing good information? Demonstrating and putting those videos up there on how to do things or making the actual demonstration are pretty, pretty darn powerful. Another kind of post that you can do are links to great information. Now, it doesn't have to be all your information. There are times on my page that I post information by Mari Smith. She is an absolute wealth of knowledge when it comes to Facebook. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm going to put something on there that Mari Smith has done. And finding articles about topics in your niche or finding other videos on Facebook, pardon me, on YouTube, it's okay. It doesn't have to be all your own stuff. Now, you can also invite your fans or your friends who belong to your page, who like your page, to post their content there if you want. Some people don't like this to happen. Other people do. It depends. If you're one of those kinds of people who wants that kind of information posted on their page, let people know. Let people know that it's okay to post an article, to post a note, to post a video. And the links that you can find for great information, I mean, I stumble across stuff all the time, and then I use stumble upon so that other people can too. But it demonstrates to people that it's not necessarily all about you. You are willing to share what else you find, what else you discover that you believe your friends may like as well, may find interesting. I know I posted I found the Facebook song, and I posted it on butterflynetworking.com, and I received a comment on it today. It's like, oh my God, Carla, this song is so you. And that's why I liked it. So you can, that's that little bit of being creative, providing links to that great information. There in a nutshell, it's a little bit about Facebook pages. Now there is a ton of information out there about Facebook pages. I'm going to be writing a few articles based on these four topics over the next week, and I will have them posted on butterflynetworking.com once they are published. So today we've been talking about the benefits of a fan page, 5 benefits. Do you really need one? And I believe for most people, you do. It's not for everybody. But some of the benefits are, it can be the hub if you don't already have a website. You can contact your fans through your page. It's a great, great platform to provide good information. You can develop your reputation, and it's a really inexpensive way to promote your product. Now that you've got the page, how do you promote yourself? How do you promote that page? You use the different applications that are out there on Facebook. You ask questions on your page. You ask questions on your friends' walls. You ask questions on your own wall. You direct them to your Facebook page. You can run contests, and you can assist your own website by linking the two together, having complementary information. Sometimes you even have the same information. That's okay too. The benefits then of that welcome tab, you want to make sure that that welcome tab on your Facebook page directs people to click on that like button. I like Maury Smith, even in hers, she goes clickety click on the like button above. And this is just, it's her personality coming through in what she says on her Facebook page. It allows people to get to know you. It shows off the creative side of you or your business. And it can, when done properly, provide that nice professional looking image. The kinds of posts that you're going to put there, you're going to do the how-tos, the demonstrations. You're going to engage your fans, and you're going to put links to great information. I'd like to offer you the free tips and techniques for social media marketing. It includes a lot about Facebook. There are 30 free tips waiting for you over at butterflynetworking.com. That's butterflynetworking.com. They're waiting for you over there, up on the right-hand side of the opening web page. There is a button that says free gift. You just need to submit your name and email there, and those 30 tips and techniques will be coming to you one per day over the next 30 days. I love to hear your questions and your comments coming from those 30 tips. I keep them current. I just had to revise them recently because Facebook made a bunch of changes. Any questions or comments, please go over to facebook.com/butterflynetworking and post your questions, post your comments. Join the conversation. Have some fun with your Facebook. Have some fun with your business. And until next time, I'd like to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, and I look forward to having the conversation with you on the Facebook page or over on the blog at butterflynetworking.com. Thanks very much for joining in, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.